Hey, welcome to another episode of Under Your Roof
and In Your Backyard with Dean and Derek.
You cannot let me get a word in edgewise.
I thought that we had an agreement.
People think that this opening is set up. We can't get it right. This is like what?
You can't get it right.
20th show, and we still can't do it.
You can't. You can't do this right.
All right, so this show, we're talking about grades.
And platforms. You have to have some platforms with grades, okay?
And what does that mean? Because right now, throwing it out there, what the heck does that mean?
Platforms or grades?
Grades and platforms.
Well, you know what? It's that whole thing of when you have a property where there's a hill.
Right.
And it, you have to deal with. And the hill doesn't have to be a huge hill. You just have a change in elevation.
Okay.
And so you have to understand.
So this is a design thing. This is more leaning toward a design aspect in your outdoor area.
Yeah, I would say so. But yes. I mean, it also brings up which products you're going to use too.
Yeah,
for that.
I also want to touch on, even though it's not a grade problem, it's a great problem, but people come in all the time to us and ask us to look at their backyard or bring in pictures, and their biggest complaint is, my yard is perfectly flat.
Which is awesome.
I know, but they can't see it. So that even that, it's not a grade issue or a platform issue,
right?
But it's still an issue. So we can touch on that too.
Well,
let's throw that in.
You can create some elevation changes in a flat
we'll
yard
touch
with
on
raised
that.
Beds
we'll
and things like that. But are you kidding me? When you and I would go into a backyard that was flat, we'd be like, yay.
Right.
Awesome.
So the big issue with grades is people's frustration. For example, how many people that you that you've dealt with or I've dealt with that say, I have this big hill in my front yard and I want to have these entry steps and I want to soften the grade. This hill is just too monster of a hill going down to the driveway.
Okay, well,
I got runoff
that
stuff.
You know what job comes up for me on that is KO.
Right.
KO's job. I mean, how many steps did we have there? 12?
12 or 14.
And three platforms, right? Because one of the things, and by the way, folks, if you want to reach us with any questions on this or any other previous episodes, contact us at deanandderek.com and any other social platforms under Dean and Derek. We have three platforms there because if you just do steps all the way up, you know, it's not that comfortable.
No.
And
doesn't look good.
Not all grades allow that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tread of the step, you know, is usually around 12 to 14 inches. Well, you know, there's some products out there that are natural stones that are just more step platforms, you know, and we could have done that at KO's house. But imagine this colonial at the top of a hill. And I think that elevation change, if we had 12 steps, that elevation change was probably somewhere between 6 and 7 feet.
Okay. And we did something that you make fun of me all the time. Instead of building retaining walls, we used
boulders.
Thank you.
I don't have a problem with boulders, Dean.
No, you say I use it all the time.
You do use them all the time.
I don't do it all the time, but in that situation, it worked.
Well, it worked because he wanted to create more of a natural, you know, tiering system that was to the left or right of the steps and platforms. And it was good because that way we could create a softer look instead of a very linear cemented look.
So one of the things, if you need a retaining wall where you have a hill area.
Yes.
And anything over 4 feet
has to be engineered.
Yes.
Yes.
And there are ways around that.
So
if you take
a 7 foot area and tear it into three walls, you're well below 4 feet per wall.
Or tear it into two walls.
Well, true. Three and a half. Yep.
So what we like to do because...
But don't you find like a 3.5 foot wall high?
It's pretty high.
I think
you have
high.
To have the right property for it and the right entryway.
Yeah, I don't know.
The backyard.
It's
pretty high.
I like under 3 feet.
Right. Because, I won't fight you on that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because I think that the 3 feet, you get to show off some product. You get to show off either what it is, stone or boulders or whatever. And then you have the landscaping around that. But anything over 3 feet, it just feels like invasive or, I don't know, it feels too heavy to me.
And it's a great design choice because when you make these tiered walls, you fill the areas in between with plantings.
Well, because
whenever you incorporate plantings into masonry, it's beautiful.
Right.
It's a great choice.
Yeah.
And if you start paying an engineer, and sometimes you've seen people, they have a 6 foot wall in front of their house.
What about that?
7 foot wall
so
in front of their
down
house.
In Marshfield, right? I was driving into a property, easily $1 to $2 million properties.
Mm-hmm.
Consultation, the entry into the first property, I kid you not, interlocking block walls that had must have been, they were engineered, close to 22 feet high.
22 feet?
Massive. I'm telling you right now, it was like three stories high of concrete interlocking tiered walls, and each one over 4 feet.
By looking at it, was it a necessity?
Yeah, it was a necessity. But I didn't like it. Personally, I didn't like it, but the engineering in it was amazing.
Right.
It was amazing. And you haven't seen the, you know where it's down on the way to the Bridgeway.
Okay.
So I'll remind you next time you're in there, take a look at that. Take a look at that.
Right.
But that's true. Anything 4 feet and over has to be engineered.
Right.
So if you can redesign that grade with a lower wall, like even 3'10", you'll be fine. You don't have to spend the money on an engineer.
Right. And the way you eat into that, like we talked about, is with the walls, breaking up the walls, and also with steps and a platform, step, platforms.
Right.
So that's where your mason or
your landscape designer,
really
architect.
Really has to understand that grade and how to eat into it without making it look like this big wall with these straight up steps.
Right.
That will destroy most front entryways.
Well, because people don't want to walk up like that. Look at my house. I have 15 steps coming through the pine trees down.
But at least you have the platforms.
I do. I put platforms in every step.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because my grade is so gradual that I couldn't put two together.
Right.
If I did, then I had to create some type of a retainer at each platform because the grade didn't allow to retain it itself.
Right.
So, but let's go back to KO's project. And KO's a client of ours. You know, KO's a great guy. But that was a pretty big elevation change.
Huge.
So the whole thing, folks, if you have an elevation issue like that,
right,
7 to 8 feet, not everybody has that. But, you know, that's a nerve-wracking situation trying to figure out how to create a front entryway for that.
And honestly, you have to hire the right contractor.
You do, but you need a visual. You need strings. You need lines. I would spend my time out. You and I would spend our time out there and go, okay, hey, KO, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put two steps together for the first. Because coming up two steps, hitting a platform, another two hitting, that's easy. You can put a railing there for elderly people, but it feels comfortable, feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you start getting to 3, 4, 5 steps because of how the grade is, and you don't want the steps to be coming out of the grade,
yes,
you want them going into the grade.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know what I'm saying. So
that's a big drop off. You need railings on that, and it looks terrible.
It does. It feels terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels, it's a lot of work. Just what you want to make it feel comfortable to walk up there. That's why the platforms are so important.
So the job you were talking about had a big grass hill.
Yes.
We ate into it with steps, brick pavers.
Yes.
Granite steps.
I'll put it up on the Facebook
page. And then when
yeah.
you added the boulders to retain the earth as we stepped up, and when he was done with those plantings and it had about a year of growth there, oh my gosh.
Right.
Amazing.
I think it looked fantastic.
And we saved a lot of money because we could have done masonry retaining walls, which would have been crazy money.
But it also would have felt too heavy.
I agree. I always use that job as an example where if we did masonry retaining walls, it would have been a lot more money. We would have made more money, but it wouldn't have looked as good.
My back is already screaming thinking about it.
Right.
But here's the thing. Even if you have a 20-inch grade change or a 10-inch grade change, the rule of thumb is 7 inches to 8 inches down from your door, you know, from the threshold of your door, set up a string, level it all the way out to the sidewalk or the driveway or wherever you are, put a stake there, put a stake out
there.
See,
that's old school.
But
we still level, do old school. All these
level
younger
that
guys
string.
Get these lasers. And,
right. Well, you can do the lasers.
You can
do all that too, the grading and all that. But, you know, get that string level. And when you get out to where you need to start, measure from that string down to the sidewalk or the driveway. And that will tell you how many steps you need. Because
mm-hmm.
steps, by code, can be anywhere between 6 and 8 1/4 inches. They cannot be less than that.
Right.
Now, there are some landscape situations and on the
backyards
or
right.
something where you can get away with a lower step, like a lower landscape platformy type of thing. But by code, for a front entryway, you're 6 to 8 1/4 inches. So say you're at 24 inches of height from the sidewalk to the string. You have to put in 3 steps.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. But then where do the steps go? You can't, like if it's a gradual grade, you can't all of a sudden put 3 steps right away. And then all of a sudden you're building walls to hold that walkway in.
Returns. You
so
have
you
to
want
build,
to go a
right.
step, platform back, step,
eat into the grade.
Back, eat
very
into
simple.
The grade. Yeah.
But the thing with this issue is if you have this issue, There. If you
have, you just
this,
had an issue.
No, I did. If you have this issue, you're not getting away cheap.
Why?
Because it's an whether you use manufactured products or whatever, it's not a cheap undertaking if you have a big grade
issue. Let's go to an option that's not as expensive.
What?
What if you had, you know, some people will just do a piece of, reclaimed stone for a step.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't do walkways or platforms between them.
They're still going to get runoff.
They just get the grass. They let the grass grow. They mow it in between those steps. Right.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll do some stepping stones on that last step all the way to the walkway. That saves you some money.
Saves you some money, but not attractive.
I think it's really attractive in front of an antique cape.
No.
Absolutely.
The grass, walking through grass with
you
steps.
Can mow right over it between the stepping stones.
I disagree.
You just disagree because
I disagree.
You know what? I disagree. No.
And then you're eating into the grade, but when you eat into the grade, if it doesn't work out right, you have to retain something along the side of those steps. You might have to use some kind of retaining.
Not if the grass allows for the step to feel natural there.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying to you.
That's a cheap way to do it.
It's not a cheap way.
It doesn't look
good. It's not cheap. It's just that it's not full connected masonry.
If you're going to have, especially in the front of your house, we've talked about this, you have to do an entryway.
I agree with that, but I think
is not an entryway.
No, but I was talking stepping stones in the walkway. And the stepping stones...
Over grass, it always burns. The grass never
grows.
Well, that's not true.
If you leave 6 inches between those stones, that grass won't burn out.
Okay, I don't like it. I'm just saying. I don't like
you
it.
You clearly
we
said
disagree.
That.
We can disagree. I don't like it.
Well,
I
it don't. Is... All right, it is an investment, but you don't have to kill the budget on this. That's all I'm saying.
No, but here's another example.
Go.
Remember the teachers? Nicest people in the world.
Oh my gosh, they were the
Saved for years for this job.
Yes.
They had a ridiculous height issue.
Their front door. Okay, we had 19 steps.
19 steps
and two platforms to that front
Insane.
Door. Because we couldn't do more platforms because it was out into the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had 19 steps. So we
largest entryway I think we ever did.
Yeah.
Right?
And then when you and I sighed, that's not because of them. That's because of the scope of the project.
Well, that did change. They picked a certain stone where because we had these high walls and stuff that it would be a little easier. And then they changed their mind and they went with a strippy linear stone. And for those of you who understand that, our work just doubled because when you're using like a 2 to 4 inch thick stone... compared to a round stone that you get some height and girth with,
right?
That kept us up at night. Yeah. Not because of the steps. That's a better stone to use for risers. But because there was a section where we had this monster wall. I don't want to say how high it is, but it's pretty high.
It was a high wall.
And that kept us up at night because that's not a strong stone where you can tie into the grade with all your junk behind it.
Right, right. And we're not talking about walls today, but we had a tremendous amount of material behind that wall, drainage and everything behind that wall.
But they did it right. I have to say, they did it right. They saved their money.
They did.
They knew what they were looking at.
Right.
They knew the expense, and it was a big expense.
So imagine getting out of your car on the sidewalk, going to the front steps and realizing you have 19 steps to go up to the front door.
Insane.
It was insane.
Insane.
I think when I was starting to build that first step, I must have measured that 10 times.
It was a scary thing.
Yeah,
because
you
can't go back because you have to hit the house, like you said, at a certain point.
And we did. And we did.
It was a lot of work.
That was a lot of work.
You know
and they
what?
Liked
they were
us.
Such wonderful people.
They were wonderful people.
And
do you remember
how
they...
that they saved so long?
Yeah. That was the best.
You got to love that.
That was kind of like Kathy, who told you she had her money from the First Communion. Remember that?
And I took it.
You took it. You said, Derek, we're going to land this entryway.
Kathy, good for you.
This was another entryway.
You were loved, but I'm taking your money.
Yeah. She said, I saved since my First Communion for this house. And Dean goes, yep, and we're taking that money. But you know what the other thing, too, is about those folks? Remember how they used to cook lunch for us?
Yeah.
They cooked
every
us
day.
Lunch, as did Kathy. That was kind of one of our problems.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing in our experience.
Yeah.
When you work for people who are just working stiffs like us, and you do a job for them, they truly appreciate you.
Right. Especially when Kathy made the Portuguese sausage sandwiches, and she left the Pepsin. Is it Pepsin?
Yeah, I didn't eat it, but it was good. It was
that
a
was
good
really
thought.
That was good. And she left it for us in case our stomachs got upset.
Yeah. So the grade issue too, then there are ways to go around it. There are products, different products to go about. But this is the type of job, number one, definitely not DIY.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
Number two,
right.
Do your research on who to hire.
Well, that's one of the things your folks are going to keep hearing from us is research.
You have
research,
to.
Research, and ask us questions because we've made the mistakes. That's one of the things that you and I are pretty proud of. We've made plenty of mistakes.
Luckily, they weren't big mistakes.
Right,
but we've
learned.
Mistakes. We've learned.
You know,
over
we
the
lost
years.
Money and we lost time, maybe some vertebra, and some testosterone. But we've, you know, learned from our mistakes, and we don't want you to make the same mistakes.
Right,
especially anybody out there that's building these things. Like, how many times do people come in to us and go, "Hey, I got this project." We're like, "You should not be doing this project. Mm-hmm. This project, if you're ready to just learn on job and not make any profit here, you go for it and we'll help you out." But I don't like when people learn on the job.
No.
I don't like that at all. You know, but it's like you stay what you're doing. And when you get a smaller grade issue, like a 20 inch with three steps and a walkway, you start there.
Right.
But some of these, you need the right equipment.
But understand, it's a budget issue.
Yeah, of course.
Get estimates, and we have a whole other show on that. But when you start getting into retaining walls, money. Whether it's interlocking block or whether it's especially masonry, but you're spending money. It's not, you're not getting away cheap. There's no cheap, even boulders. Boulders are less money, but you have to have a machine there, an operator placing the boulders and play, you know what I mean? There's no cheap way around. And if you do this, you're gonna regret it. If you do landscape ties, you're gonna regret it. How many people, cheap fixes, said, "Oh, I just had them do 6 feet or 8 feet of landscape ties."
Yeah.
Nuts.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, I think the landscape ties tend to be a problem solver at the time because they've run out of money, usually when they're building an addition or doing a house or whatever, and they go,
hurts the value of your house, number one.
Yeah,
if you're selling your house 5 years,
if it's
six
in the
years
backyard
from now,
somewhere, you can deal with that. But in the front,
no way.
I would rather phase it out and figure something else out.
Right.
Absolutely. But I do think that when it comes to the grade issue, it can be overwhelming.
Of course it is.
It's very overwhelming. You know, everybody that we dealt with over the last 30 years with grade issues, you saw that look of fear in their eyes. Like, I don't know
especially
what to
do. Especially if you're getting a lot of runoff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or your neighbors are complaining that you're getting all the runoff from your hill into my house or my driveway.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of your mud or whatever, or your heavy rainwater coming down from your driveway
entryway. If you're introducing water to your house because it's not done properly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mine is you pull into the driveway and you come down the hill towards the house because my home is in the middle of a hill.
Right.
The teachers, you pull into the driveway, you go up.
Up.
There.
Right.
You know, KO, you go up. I mean, what about the Yulins and Marshfield Hills, that area right there? You know, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That whole great issue as you came out the back, you and I built tiered walls. Their daughter was getting married. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, I you know how I remember that?
How?
Did we shoot a show there?
Yeah.
We did the patio.
Yeah.
Remember how I got castrated by the wheelbarrow?
No, Dean.
You don't remember?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember
no.
that. They filmed it. It was on film. I don't know if they used it, but I was coming down the hill
with a heavy load. That, yeah.
You saw that.
I did?
A heavy load, and here's the thing. Don't load a wheelbarrow heavy when you're going down a steep hill because the metal part in front of the wheel hit the dirt, and I flew. I projected about 10 feet.
I think I'm remembering this.
Yes.
That was funny.
I really didn't get castrated. That was probably the wrong word.
I think that was the wrong
word. That hurt. I acted like it didn't hurt.
You looked like an idiot.
It hurt.
That's what it was. You looked like an idiot.
It hurt for days. That, you bring that up, that's a perfect example. They should have fixed that hill before we did a show there.
All I'm talking about that project for is because all we could think about when we're building the steps and the platforms and the grade issue there, fixing it, is he's walking his daughter down these steps for the wedding in 3 months.
Right.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. All we could think about was the rises, the tread, make sure it's comfortable for her.
I wonder during the wedding if they found what I left there,
they
if you know what I mean.
I
left something there. There was something there I left, and I've been trying to find it for years.
Yeah, it's never about the project, Dean. It's always about you.
It's about, it's, you know, I've always gotten injured on jobs. Always me. But that's a perfect example, and that worked out great for them.
It did.
We
it
built did. That massive wall at the beginning, though.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
Right.
And if, the thing with these grades, I'll keep harping on it. You have to understand the best option to get in there.
Right.
If someone comes into your house, unless it's absolutely no other choice, and says, you need an 8-foot retaining wall,
right.
I would get a couple of other experts in to give you ideas.
Our thought about fixing any type of a grade, maybe we've said this, but let's make it very clear, is to do lower walls with a tiered system.
We said that, but make it clear again.
Yeah, in meaning, you can come up to about 3 feet on a wall, go back 2 to 3 feet. That way you have a 2 to 3 foot planting bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings in that kind of old English garden look,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you build a wall that tends to be 4 feet and over, it can feel cumbersome, or it can feel
like
intimidating. It feels kind of like a Roman
right.
empire, you know, at times. And if that's in your yard, it creates a different feeling for your yard. You want to kind of soften that, bring the elevations down, and the mixture of landscaping with stone, as we've always said,
right.
or any type of brick,
mm-hmm.
or any type of boulders that you love.
And plants, you know what? A lot of times,
the landscaping kills it. It's awesome.
Right, but a lot, not only looks-wise, but a lot of times if you get in an area that gets heavy rain and you're getting runoff, as if you plant the right plants, they'll help you hold the earth
hold
as
the
they
earth
root,
back.
Right? So they do serve a purpose. A lot of ground covers do that.
Right.
Right? So there are a lot of other things you can do that nature has to help you with that issue.
That's true. I mean, you and I would always introduce a ground cover into a tricky spot because, you know, it would fill out eventually,
mm-hmm.
and that would help the dirt and the mulch and everything from staying back. But one of the things you and I would do too, like, you'll see this in design, folks, and you may have this issue at your house, but all of a sudden you're coming up a step and there's that area to the left or the right of the step and there's nothing there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you try to put a plant there and it doesn't work. But we always would just put a beautiful boulder right there to the right or the left. So it had a hardscape feel to it. It wasn't anything in masonry or cement.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put a plant behind that or ground cover behind that. So eventually it would grow over it,
mm-hmm.
and fill it in. And you're like, oh my gosh,
beautiful
that looks.
Look.
Instead of that step and platform just floating by itself
right.
within the grade of your house.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I think that's one of the things that you and I want to continue to share here is that mixture of hardscaping with landscaping and masonry.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they go hand in hand. And if you
right.
take out one element, your design is not as strong.
And if you say your budget, and we always talk about this, about phasing it out. I mean, we really need to keep repeating that,
mm-hmm.
because people get overwhelmed by this idea of design and budgets and all that. Phase it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just build the steps and the platform, and next year bring in the landscaping and the boulders or whatever you need to do to fix some problems. There's nothing wrong with you trying to solve a grade and platform area 1 year and then, you know, let it live for a year and go, okay, then we got to add this or this to it, because you don't know what the problems are. You don't know what the runoff situations are. You don't know. Actually, a lot of soils and a lot of grass and a lot of planting beds absorb a tremendous amount of moisture,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, soils have their own, you know, depending how rocky it is or how soft it is. So you may not have runoff.
No.
Right?
But, I mean, a lot of people are in situations where they do have
a lot
severe
of
runoff
right.
and you got to fix it.
Right.
You got to fix that.
Absolutely, you do. So let's talk about platforms a little bit.
Okay.
Well, all right. First off, let's talk about steps, because steps are part of fixing a grade.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the step options?
That you can choose. We talked about using reclaimed granite.
You didn't like that idea.
No, I didn't like the grass part with it.
Oh. But the reclaimed granite
is
awesome.
There are solid steps. Most steps are solid stone, 6 to 7 inches in rise.
And just to give you a visual on that, the reclaimed granite has drill marks in it.
It's not perfect.
No, it's not perfect. So it's not for every house.
The rise of it isn't perfect.
Right. But whenever you and I are designing for an antique cape,
mm-hmm.
or an antique colonial or something that has more history to it, we always try to encourage the homeowners
right.
or any of the designers to run with the reclaimed granite.
Right. And then
just on the front.
Right. Then they have other solid steps. There are bluestone solid steps that have about 6-inch rise.
There are other granite solid
right.
steps that are more consistent.
And they run you anywhere between 300 to 400 for like a 4-footer or 3-footer. And then, you know, the longer the stone.
Yep.
The more cost it is.
Or what about, and we mentioned this a little bit before, but the platform steps. So the beautiful, we have this incredible, we call them natural step platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bluestone with a live edge, the 6 inches thick. The whole front
full
is
color.
Full color, meaning that it's everything
browns
from
and
browns
blues
and rusts and blues. And it's they're about 4 to 5 feet wide, left to right, 6 inches thick. It's not cut on the front. It's just the natural edge of the stone.
Yep.
Like as if you were going to see the natural edge of a live bark on some type of a piece of wood. But then they cut it into a 6 inch thick piece of like toast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit the top with heat, like thermal it, so there's traction. Those are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. But once again, not cheap.
No.
You need someone with a machine
to set them.
And someone who knows how to set it right.
But by the time you set that in your concrete base, boom, 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 by the time you had someone come in and build something.
And hopefully they know they're pitching the steps.
Yeah, of course.
I've seen some doozies.
Yeah.
I've seen some doozies.
That
where,
means the back of the step is lower than the front and the water's running backwards.
Exactly.
That's not good. The water has to run forward.
Away from your house.
Sometimes people will pitch that step too strong.
Yes.
They'll pitch it too strong and they're not really putting their level on that.
Right.
They're just using their eye.
So now there are manufactured steps?
And they're not level left to right.
Right.
You have to be level left to right and pitching forward slightly.
It's definitely not a DIY thing. It isn't.
Well,
unless
you
have some skill.
You tend to keep talking about the DIY things and the non-DIY things.
Because how many people have you had that have come in and think they're
going
to tackle it, and they haven't planted a hydrangea?
I keep coming back to Rick. Rick, he's doing an incredible job building his steps.
Yeah, but that's one out of how many?
Okay, that's one out of maybe 100. But they're out there. They have the right temperament.
Yeah,
they have the right
just
temperament.
Just understand, when you're building platforms into the front of your house, you better hope the building inspector doesn't drive by and pull out his tape measure.
I totally support that.
Because if you have one of those guys there or women there,
it's coming out.
He's
going to
say, guess what? Right. You set these five steps. You have to take four of them out and start all over again.
And on the step options too, we're moving on to that. The step options too, you can build something.
Right.
You can pour a concrete footer and make that, you know, a good 6 inches thick with some rebar in it. And you can build it out of a round stone, a flat stone, a brick, and then do a 2 inch thick tread on top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many options for that type of a product. We're not huge fans of brick for treads.
No.
There, you know, and that's folks when you see
too
brick,
many joints.
Yeah. When you see brick on the top of a tread of a step and there's joints of mortar in between them. We're just not big fans of them because eventually
here in the Northeast.
Yes. You'll eventually get a crack somewhere.
Someone's going to throw salt on
and
them.
And everyone, we don't like ice melt products because ice melt products tend to deteriorate masonry. So we're just big fans in the wintertime here of saying to people, just use an all-purpose sand. All you're looking for is traction.
Yeah, you know what I do?
What do you do?
When it's bad, I get really hot water. I boil water.
Mm.
I throw it on the ice. And then I immediately throw a big chunk of sand
on
there.
On it.
And the sand, when it refreezes, gives the ice a grit on top.
Because you'll get that black ice.
Right.
And other people can't see that black ice. And then you're out.
Right.
You're falling down. But so on the step options, we're just not big fans of mortar joints on the tread part because of what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to take care of your property and not use the ice melt products, you know.
You're in a warmer climate, brick looks beautiful.
Right.
It's a beautiful look.
It's an awesome
But for
look.
Us here in the Northeast, those old brick risers and brick platforms, they're always getting repaired.
I would rather see a 2-inch thick stone
right
on top of that. And that beautiful giallo.
Tread material.
The tread material. The giallo treads we have
gorgeous.
That just came in. Incredible.
Gorgeous.
But those are step options. So in steps are a good amount of work.
Right. Now, a lower cost thing, you could do interlocking block products that have step
And you know,
material.
We've done some interlocking block product steps
right.
with a bluestone or a granite top.
Mm-hmm.
Bluestone tends to go better with those because the granite tops, I think, are a little too high-end
yep.
look with the concrete products. But we've done them with bluestone, and they're not bad.
No.
You know? They're not bad at all.
But everything we're giving you,
it's
not an easy solution. And there's not someone saying, okay, I'm on a really low budget. What's the least cost out of all of them?
Well, that's when they do the timbers.
Oof.
They do the timbers and then
they're not going to get good
they'll
resale
do,
value.
They'll do like some crushed stone in the platform. And it's just, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a big problem.
Brick platforms inside that or stone platforms inside that. And eventually when they rot out, we're ripping them all out and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. But let's talk about platforms now. So what are the options within platforms?
Any kind of paver. Any kind, right?
You
any
mean
kind
a concrete paver?
Yeah. Unless you're doing the steps and entryway into your house. If you're continuing that step, I've seen, we did 29 steps at a retirement community where the landscaper,
not all together, they were separate. They were all separate.
29 separate steps,
separate
so different
steps,
units.
Like two, a step and a platform.
And what did
a step
they
and
do
platform,
there?
Right.
What did they do there? They used interlocking block for the riser, and then the entryway platform. They did pavers with about 2 tons of stone dust in the middle.
I know.
And they polymeric sanded the top.
I know.
And what it was a big ice snowball that as every winter passed and it got wet,
right.
the stone dust just expanded.
We have to describe this job because nobody should ever do
this.
First
of all, there's no inspector that whoever saw that would allow that for a front end.
Exactly. Because these properties, they were more like a townhouse type of feel.
Yeah, very high end retirement
together.
55 and over.
Okay,
yeah.
what do you think one of those units was worth?
700.
I would say so too.
Okay.
Right. In this market, maybe closer to 8.
Okay.
Right. But nice land. Each one had a backyard, cul-de-sac area.
Beautiful.
Prime spot in the Scituate area.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine interlocking block steps.
One step
and a platform. But the top of the steps was an interlocking block cap.
Can't do that.
And then the middle was all filled with just stone dust. And that stone dust was like, all of a sudden, you know, the pavers on top. It was like,
I've never seen anything like
it. It was like an elevated little walkway that had no masonry in it at all. We had to rip them all out. And then we had to, because we couldn't get equipment in there, shovel all the
compacted. We figured 2 tons of product per unit.
Per unit.
Packed.
Hand-shoveled onto
hand-shoveled.
Our truck.
Hand-shoveled. That was a physically killing
But you
body.
And I were looking at these properties going, who allowed this?
Right, because I think a building inspector would see that and say, what are you doing? You can't use that product for
right.
that. Maybe,
right.
once again, maybe in Florida you could. I don't know.
But not the filled stone dust.
No, I mean,
I mean, if you want to fill it solid with some concrete and broken block.
But then
and
you're
all
not going to set concrete pavers on concrete. That would be a terrible idea. I've seen it, and I don't like it.
No, not that idea. What I'm saying is if you did what we've done sometimes, we'll use a concrete block product for the riser of a step.
Right.
Then we'll do bluestone on top, set in cement, and then we'll use that top platform, and we'll do the same thing. We won't use concrete pavers and cement up there, but we'll do a bluestone border, and then we do a multiple bluestone in the field or even a brick or something that's meant to be in masonry.
Right.
That's a solid masonry front
You don't
step.
Want your platform allowing water to go
no.
through.
You cannot mix for a top platform and grade issue and step issue a hardscape installation.
Right.
That was a hardscape installation.
That was terrible. That was
ridiculous.
Terrible.
Gave us 29 jobs.
It did, but killed us. But I still, every time I looked at it, I was like, what the?
I'm shorter from that job. I lost a vertebra.
You and me
job.
Both. Let
yeah,
me tell you,
exactly.
That was a killer. But
right.
I can't believe, once again, that somebody did that. And that was probably when the was getting developed, a cheap install.
All right, here's another one, folks, and maybe some of you have this issue. Like you may have multiple steps in your grade, and maybe you have multiple platforms, and maybe just a few. But all of a sudden, one of the steps sinks. All of a sudden, the pitch is going
toward the house. Right.
To either if it's a house or towards the next step
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is. And sometimes you'll see that even in a solid granite
mm-hmm.
or a solid product, right? And why is that happening, Dean?
Because whoever set it didn't
yep.
do it in the proper base.
And right. And you know a
and
lot of people...
And you might have water issues underneath where
right.
a lot of people, for example, they might have a leak in their irrigation system that's under. And over time, that water is just constantly going
so
underneath.
So we've even seen this where people take like, you know, because you can buy solid steps and solid
mm-hmm.
platforms. That's a very popular, you know, product. A lot of people buy that, you know, the salt and pepper look
yeah.
or even the Smoky Mountain Blue. And they'll do like a 5-foot step and then a return. They call fillers.
Right.
And then that top platform is 5 feet by 3 feet and they just set them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the equipment comes in and sets them. You see them set that on a base of?
Stone dust.
Crushed stone too.
Right.
Not concrete. And we're all like, no.
And
you
I've had
can't
this
do
debate.
That.
I've had this debate with some crews and they say, I do it all the time. I'm like, unless you're doing a really deep area that's solid underneath the ground, like you have really rocky, heavy,
yeah.
solid, you know what I mean?
You and I would always pour concrete footer for that.
Yes, but you know, they say, well, the crushed stone won't move and it won't heat yet. But if you have, like, if you do like 3 inches of crushed stone on loam,
you're done.
You, what do you think is going to happen?
Because that step is a concentrated piece
weight.
Of stone.
It's solid a concentrated. Weight.
It's going to pitch forward or back or something's going to happen. We even saw platforms and grades drop when they hit the front door 2 inches over time.
Yeah.
They're like, how do we fix that? Oh, you don't
you
fix
don't.
That. You
let me get my out. Jack. I'm just going to yeah. raise it up
right.
for you.
When people thought that, right. remember? So it's all about
the footing.
It's totally about the footing.
And you got to go concrete.
You have to.
And I've had this debate and people still do. My experience, we've never had a phone call from any step, any entryway, any grade issue where we did solid steps.
Look,
that's something.
If the school teachers didn't contact us.
They sold the house, by the way.
They did sell the house. Yeah. I know after they retired right. and everything. But if they didn't contact us after those 19, right. I mean, I was up. That whole month.
Oh
I didn't
gosh.
Sleep that
was,
whole
yeah.
month. Because I was just wanting to make sure, you know, if we're
and,
overkill.
And once again, how overkill. Much does concrete cost?
It's not it's
oh,
not
over
expensive.
The whole scale right. of a job, right. retaining wall or whatever, how much does it cost? How much does rebar cost?
Right.
Not a lot, but it prevents huge headaches.
Okay, but when you
down
bring
the
in,
road.
When you bring in the word rebar, explain rebar.
Rebar is what we put in our concrete. We run it like railroad tracks because we learned from your father what that does, because concrete really is a living thing. It expands, it contracts. It takes 30 years to really cure, and then it goes back to normal after 30 years.
Well,
where,
the dam, Hoover
right,
Dam, is still
exactly, right? That's
that
a perfect
time,
example,
of the
thickness Hoover
of
Dam,
it, right.
right.
But a standard so, concrete footer will take a good 14 to 28
so
days
with
to
the,
cure.
With the temperature changes,
yes.
concrete expands and contracts.
And some of the times what people will do, a lot of hardcore masons will do, is the, and by the way, rebar, folks, it's just rod. It's a rod
metal,
that comes in
right.
different. It's steel actually that comes in. Mm-hmm. Not to correct you there, Dean, but
well,
it's steel.
Steel's
it's
a metal.
Steel, yeah. So you did go to college.
Yes, I
right?
did.
But it's
College
a,
of Metal Art.
Still, it comes in different thicknesses.
Right.
So you can get it as thin as 1/4 inch, 1/2 inch, 3/4. We like the 3/4 inch mm-hmm. thickness. Cut it. You know, you can zip it with a diamond blade and have your glasses. But some guys will take it, not only use it as a railroad track.
Because as it expands and contracts, it helps the concrete from not cracking
and creating a frost right. heave.
Yeah.
But some guys will actually put rebar into the ground, right? And then they'll tie
standing
the
up.
Concrete
mm-hmm.
across left and right. So it's this whole unit that's tied together with wire,
right.
right? And then you pour the concrete into that.
And the other advantage that we didn't have growing up, the concrete mix now has all that fiber in it,
right?
Which is great.
But by the way, folks, we have pre-mixed concrete now. When we were growing up, there was no pre-mixed concrete.
No, there was
concrete.
No such thing. But when you get concrete delivered, if you get a truck or
right.
one of those trucks,
they can add fiber to it.
They
for
add
strength.
A fiber
yep.
mix to it that, right. that helps exactly with the same thing with the expansion.
And this isn't a show about concrete, but by the way, we should do a show about concrete.
It would get way technical.
No, but I mean, think about when concrete came into the industry,
mm-hmm.
it changed
everything.
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 Everything. I mean, you couldn't have a single,
part of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Right.
I'm writing this down. We're going to do
right.
something on concrete.
So you know what? I think we've talked a lot about entryways.
Hang on. I want to say one more thing about the concrete. Wait a minute. Which, wait a minute, because you're jumping. You're jumping.
What?
I don't think a lot of people understand what a premix is.
Well, tell them what a premix is.
Well, a premix is a bag that you can get. It has aggregate in it. It has everything you need for the concrete mix, and you just open it up and add water.
Right.
You know, of course, follow the directions on the back as to how much water you should
you
add.
You don't want it soupy. When you make it soupy, you weaken it.
You weaken it. And you also don't want it too dry because then it won't get its strength.
Right.
So, but when we were growing up, we always got concrete from trucks, mm-hmm. which carried 9 yards of concrete or 6 yards of concrete. So these days you can buy a premixed concrete at a local, you know, a home supply place has
or
them.
Or they have people them. Like we used to use a
the
lot
metered.
Concrete Express.
Right.
Where their machine, their truck mixes it for what you need.
So you just pay for what you need.
Right. So if you need a yard, 2 yards, 3, up to 4 yards, I think they can do. So you don't pay for a big
right,
truck.
Because the big trucks are a 6 yard minimum.
Right.
And sometimes you don't need that. So anyway.
But you
that's
pay
about
for it.
But the concrete came into the conversation because of steps.
Right.
And because of the fact
and
that.
And you know what? That's one thing we didn't talk about. Some people will hire a concrete company. They'll make forms
right.
and they'll pour concrete steps
step.
And platforms.
Right. That's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight. And I haven't priced that out. It's probably a little less than masons building
but
risers
it looks like
and
concrete.
Step, but it looks like concrete.
And if you're going to do that and you want to phase it out where you'll put a veneer on it
right.
with a tread on top,
but
then
you're
going
to change the height of your
height
steps
of the step. You
and
have
all
to
that.
Allow
right.
for that step to be poured right. as a lower step.
So I think we've touched on all the options, and I know we're getting close to running out of time.
Are we?
I think we are.
Really?
How much, Tony? Yeah, 5 minutes. See?
Seriously?
Right. So I don't think I'm going to have enough time.
What?
That was Tony, by the way.
Yeah.
The guy who kind of keeps us together. They didn't hear Tony because he's talking in my ear, but I was talking to Tony.
I heard Tony.
Tony
too.
Just said.
Tony said.
Tony just said, "You idiot! They don't hear me."
Okay, Tony just burped in our headphones. We're in Tony's studio
right.
here.
So
in
he
Quincy,
told us
Mass.
5 minutes. You know what, Derek? I wanted to talk about
what?
Those customers with the flat backyards and stuff.
Yes.
I don't have enough time, and that might be a design show.
All right, put it in the next episode.
Well, it might be a design show. We got to get more specific. I'm realizing the more we do these things.
What things? You mean the podcasts?
These
the radio
things,
show?
These things.
Yes.
This thing
the
of
thing.
Ours.
This thing
the
of thing ours. Of the
yes.
thing.
That we touch on a subject and it can branch out to 15 subjects.
Well, that's one of the things that you do is you branch out. You're kind of like a cancer.
You're the
yourself.
One who started getting into the concrete thing.
Well, the concrete thing has to be talked about because the steps are sinking.
No,
and
but
people
you were
don't
talking
understand
about how
that.
Concrete changed the world.
Well, I said let's
and it
do
did,
that. As
but
an
that's
episode.
A whole other
I
show.
I said it's for another episode. You know, let's just wrap this up. Grades and platforms, if you're in this situation, send us an email, contact us at deanandderek.com, get on any of our social media platforms, and we'll help you answer those questions. Send us pictures too, because that's better. It helps us get specific.
And if
you
want to call Derek and talk about the history of concrete, how it was developed by the Egyptians and all
it
that
wasn't
stuff,
the Egyptians.
And it changed the world. That would be a very exciting conversation, and please don't include me.
Okay, that would be a very good conversation because you won't be part of it.
But listen, if you want to get in touch with us, you can contact us at deanandderek.com.
And this is Under Your Roof and In Your Backyard with
Dean and Derek.